Morning, members.
Morning.
I'll call the Ag and Natural Resource Appropriations Subcommittee to order. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Chair Albritton.
Here.
Representatives Beshears.
Here.
Broxson.
Here.
Danish.
Here.
Edwards. Mayfield.
Here.
Hafford.
Here.
Pilon.
Here.
Rauschein.
Here.
Smith. Stewart. Van Zandt.
Here.
Watson.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. You always do a great job. All right, let's see. Anything that makes noise, please turn it on vibrator, turn it off. We have a, we're going to have a great day today. I can tell you that. We're going to have a great day. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Let's see. Today we are going to hear my budget proposal, a conforming bill, and two member bills. All right, let's see. The first thing will be the budget, which I'm sure some of you will find interesting. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some highlights of the budget. This isn't the entire magnitude of the budget. These are just the highlights that I felt like you would like to hear. In FDACS, it provides $3 million for firefighting equipment replacement, $250,000 for a feasibility study for a modern enterprise solution for inspection, customer service, and compliance consistency, and I applaud the department for being out of the box and looking for ingenuity in how they perform what they do. $100,000 for Operation Clean Sweep, $3.4 million for the giant African land snail eradication program, $150,000 for Fostering Success pilot program, which is going to be a program that FDACS works with the Guardian Ad Litem program to build inside of their operation an internship shadowing program for foster youth. $4 million for agricultural promotion campaign. $1.95 million for farm share. $1.65 million for food banks. $1.1 million for Bassford Farms settlement. Of course, you remember that was the pregnant pigs deal that took place, and we had a court ruling, basically. So we owe those folks for that taking. $5 million for Springs Protection and Water Conservation Initiative. $5.4 million for agricultural BMPs. $10.5 million for hybrid wetland projects, $13.7 million in total for citrus greening response. That would be $4 million in citrus research, $7.2 million in the citrus health response program, another half a million dollars in the citrus psyllid biological control facility, and $2 million in the citrus repository and budwood lab. $10 million for Lake Okeechobee Agricultural Product, which is nutrient reduction and water retention. $3.8 million for maintenance and repair of DAX buildings and state farmers markets. In the Department of Citrus, $500,000 for economic and market research data. $500,000 for public relations and retail sales movement. In the Department of Environmental Protection, $250,000 for an ecotourism initiative. Representative Rauschein.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the Florida Keys, I just wanted to thank you and thank members of this committee, as well as the governor, for recognition of the work that we've been doing to complete the state-mandated Florida Keys wastewater plan. And I can barely be contained in my seat right now. I'm so excited, and I just want to thank you. And
What she's talking about, you're very welcome, and you've worked very
hard.
She's talking
about
$50 million for Keys wastewater program. I know you've done very good there. Congratulations. $6 million for dry cleaning contaminated site cleanup. $45 million for springs restoration. $100 million for petroleum tank cleanup. $110.5 million for water projects. $27.7 million for beach and inlet management projects. $225.2 million, of which is broken down $72 million for drinking water, wastewater treatment facility construction of $153.2 million. $115 million total dollars for Everglades restoration. It's $32 million, which, of course, is the ongoing program that we began last year. $40 million for a C-44 reservoir, $5 million for Kissimmee River restoration, $5 million for C-111 South Dade project, $30 million for Tamiami Trail Bridge in the DOT budget. We have $21 million for small community wastewater treatment grants, $12.9 million Florida Recreation Development Assistance Grants, $70 million for Florida Forever, including $15 million for Rural and Family Lands Program, and $4 million for ADA compliance in state parks. Fish and Wildlife, $523,000 for cloud computing strategy, and I'd also tell the Fish and Wildlife folks that I'm encouraged they're looking to adapt new technologies to help them be more efficient as well. There is $458,000 for renovations at the Everglades Youth Camp. Let's see. There's $243,000 for the youth hunting and fishing programs, and it specifies that a portion of that has to be spent on underprivileged, impoverished young people, and a portion of it has to be spent on foster children. $746,000 for black bear conflict assistance, $100,000 for deer management study dealing with chronic wasting disease, $1.4 million in lake restoration projects, $260,000 for lionfish outreach and control, $400,000 for manatee rescue and rehabilitation, $10.7 million for artificial reef creation and construction, $1.15 million for ADA improvements at the two youth camps I just previously mentioned, $550,000 to Fish and Wildlife Research lab renovation. So, those are the highlights in the budget. Members, what I would suggest you doing, because there's a lot in this, is go back, study it, spend some time thinking things through, of course, making sure that we're prepared to ask good questions, and then once we can get back together, we'll spend some time. Oh, go ahead, why don't you say that? I'd like for you to, in case there's any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to remind the members that this is a recommendation from this subcommittee to the Appropriations Committee, and it will go through the regular amendment process, which was adopted on the House floor on March 12th.
Okay. Mr. Chair. Thank you. That's good information. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And obviously, you've done a lot of work. Staff has done a lot of work putting this together. Since we had the parade of water projects last year, I know that there's probably got to be a lot of projects this year. I think they're contained in the back of this green pamphlet. You may know, I don't know if you know, how many projects have been requested? I know you have $100 million in this proposed budget from this subcommittee. Do you have an idea of what that may look like at this point?
200. Go ahead. You got it. That's good.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's 265 requests for a total of $443 million plus.
A lot of interest.
Yeah.
Which is what we wanted. A lot of interest. Okay. All right, great. Yeah, briefly, though, guys, we've got some bills to get through. And
I just mentioned the projects that are in the packet. It's the total request. It's not necessarily what's being planned.
Oh, yes, excellent point. The Representative Pafford, relative to your question of members, the list that that's in the back of the packet is the entire list. Right? It says for everybody to do some research, make sure that we're understanding these projects, making sure when we begin to accumulate lists that we're making good choices. So, Representative Van Zandt, is there something you would like to have said, sir?
I just had a question about the giant African snail.
The giant African land snail?
Yeah.
You'll remember, I think you'll remember that a little bit ago, maybe a couple of years ago or so, that there began to be an outbreak of these critters down in Miami. You know, they're the ones, remember, they'd eat stucco off the side of houses. So they've had this program going on, going down there to eradicate those things. Yes,
sir? So there's no open hunting on those?
Well, I'd assume we could probably figure out some way to eat them or something, make them.
No.
They're poor. Yeah, we'll let the public get involved. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Start it two sideways.
Just very quickly, I have an example of one sitting in my office that's dead. Thank goodness that Grayson Dax gave to me. But it is a very serious problem, and they're doing a great job at eradication. They're a very dangerous invasive species and can be poisonous to humans.
Yes, sir. Okay. Good deal. Well, why don't we go in, Representative Broxson, Vice Chair, sir, would you take the reins for a second so I can do our conforming bill, please, sir?
I will, Your Honor. Representative Albritton, would you care to present your PCB 14.02?
I certainly would care to. Thank you for asking. This bill is actually very simple. It redirects some dock stamp revenues for the $50 million for the Keys program that Representative Rawshine was. She's still glowing down there. Anyhow, she introduced that. It just authorizes that to take place. That's all that it is.
Are there any amendments? Members, do we have any questions? Is there any public testimony? You're recognized to close.
I'd wave hello, sir.
Lisa, would you call the roll?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representatives Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Edwards?
Yes.
Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
Yes.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rawshine?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
Yes.
Bill passes, Mr. Chair.
All right. Fantastic. Well, one step closer, Holly. Okay. Let's see.
It has to be reported favorably.
Go ahead. You start, Gal. Sorry.
Okay. We will report favorably on your measure today, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Okay, now we'll move on to committee substitute for House Bill 601. Representative Ray, sir, you're recognized. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to admit, before I get into explaining the bill, I was a little concerned when I heard in the appropriations that you have a lake restoration program. I know I need some work, but I didn't know I was a part of the budget.
Representative, it should have said intervention, really. Sorry, that was my fault.
At least it wasn't a prevention program.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman, committee members, thank you for the opportunity to present to you House Bill 601. I think that the number one issue that we have in the state of Florida, without question, is water. Certainly, a lot of the number of dollars that you were just talking about being appropriate deal with water in the state of Florida. And so what a couple of people have been talking about, and certainly my Senate sponsor friend Simpson, came to me and said, you know, I'd like to put something together. Let's talk about what we can do of looking at water that has been treated from our wastewater treatment system, as well as what I believe need to be a part of the discussion as well for capturing stormwater surface water so we can use this. A lot of this water winds up either being treated and dropped either into our rivers and therefore has no longer been used for our public good, or in many cases it's dropped offshore into the oceans. And so what this is about is looking at ways that we can capture, impound, and reuse some of this water for our better purposes. Ultimately, we're asking for the Department of Environmental Protection, the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, and the five water management districts to come together with some ideas of how we can put together a long-term policy and present back to us things that we can look at so that, you know, yes, we will eventually wind up adding more cost for water, but it's a lot less expensive to add a little bit more cost now than a whole lot more expensive doing some of the things that are out there for the future that we all are aware of, you know, treatment systems, desalinization systems to give us pure drinking water. So when we talk about the economic viability of our state, it's about one of the tools that we'll have for that. Simply a study to come back to you. That's the bill.
Okay, thank you very much. Members, are there any questions on the fiscal analysis or impact of the bill? Okay. All right. Any public testimony? Okay. Here we go. Doug Mann. Lead us off.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doug Mann with AIF. We strongly support this bill. About a decade ago now, it goes by pretty quickly, Senate Bill 444 was passed, and a key component of that legislation was focusing on alternative water supply legislation. And one of the tools in that toolkit was reclaimed water. And there were significant appropriations over the next two sessions. And from that came a whole series, was not only state monies, but water management district and local monies to match all that, and a significant number of reclaimed water projects were done in the state, throughout the state, and actually Florida now leads the nation in the use of reclaimed water. This bill, I think, wants to go further and look at what are the barriers, what can we do more. Maybe another term, of course, for reclaimed water is reuse, and the idea of reusing the resource again and again so that we're not having to stress out the aquifers and the groundwater. That helps enormously. So we support this study. I think it's a good step, and look forward to seeing the results. Mr. Chairman, questions?
Thank you. I think we're good.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Mary Jean Young. Audubon. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Mary Jean Yon with Audubon, Florida. We have been following this bill closely. Some improvements were made at the last committee stop, which were good to be able to clarify the scope and the purpose of the study. I'm here today to just talk about two remaining issues that really are still important and need to be addressed. The bill, as you read it, talks about the expanded use of reclaimed water. The criteria that we believe is left out of this bill is one of efficient use, efficiency. And the idea being that right now if reclaimed water is of such a demand that the suppliers can't keep up, they go to what is called supplementation, where they get permission from DEP to use water from surface waters, groundwater, to create enough reclaimed water to satisfy the needs that they have. The concept of efficiency can be worked into this bill such that maybe that decreases the amount of requests for supplementation. Reclaimed water is just as important as every other source of fresh potable water so that we can use it wisely and be able to stretch that supply out and, in the end, be more cost efficient. And so we would love to see that language in there. We're continuing to work with the sponsor on that to provide ideas for how to do that. The other concept that we believe could stand some improvement is at the very end of the bill. the importance of the public participation in this process. And there, I just think it's a wording change. I believe that the intent is there, but read strictly, it reads like the public can comment in the beginning on here's the study design, and at the end before the report is actually submitted. And we would like to see an additional workshop. It would be good to be able to have that report include a summary of the comments that are received so that people know what that public input has been. And again, we'll continue to work with the sponsor on that.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Curtis Spitzer.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Kurt Spitzer with the Florida Stormwater Association. Very briefly, we do agree with Representative Ray that water is the number one issue confronting Florida, and we do need more of a long-term policy concerning reclaimed water and stormwater in our state. Reclaimed water has been a great benefit to Florida's development, supplanting the need for potable water. There are some instances where reclaimed water does have significant loading impacts onto surface waters, and it's the stormwater folks' job then to build devices to clean that water up to maintain compliance. We think, because of that, that the bill could be improved by a greater emphasis on input from those parties who might be affected by the results of the study. And so we would just suggest that that might be something to be considered at the next stop.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Letitia Adams, Florida Chamber of Commerce.
The Florida Chamber makes the sponsor and raises the money.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. It's good. Members, any debate on this bill?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative, obviously you're doing a good job. It sounds like you're speaking to everybody. And this is an appropriations meeting. I know you probably wouldn't be able to amend any subtle policy type of issues in this committee. And so in light of some of the concerns, I think, that were just discussed with this particular bill, probably the most important for me is the efficiency makes sense. Certainly having more people in terms of stormwater, that idea and how they, you know, think about these types of situations. The public comment, I think, reading the language in the bill, I think it does suggest a little narrower approach in terms of public input. So I'd like to see probably by the time it hits the House floor, some of those changes inserted into your bill, and that way I could support it at that point. Today I will not be, but I have good faith that that'll be worked out. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Members, any other debate? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarification, maybe from the bill sponsor, as I see this, we're providing a report back to the Speaker and the Senate President, then all of us, through the process like we have right here out in the open, advertised to the public, have a chance to go back and then maybe take those recommendations, implement them as part of a reform package to implement the recommendations of the committee. So I'm just wanting to make sure that there still will be a process even after the report is issued that would take into account all of the concerns that have been addressed in the public and by members with the public input side.
Go ahead. I guess you can answer. This is debate, but you're welcome to answer.
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, I see this as just being a work in progress. When we get this particular bill passed and we get a study completed, I don't think it's going to be the end-all, say-all. It's going to be the starting point from how we develop further policy to look to the future. And so with regard to your comments, Representative, I think that that's where we'll be, is looking at something that we'll be building on, certainly coming back to this committee and to the various committees related to water resources, making sure we've got some good policy and develop something for our future.
Well, right. Remember, members, yes, there are policy issues that move their way through this committee, but our question today is that insignificant, potentially insignificant, mostly insignificant fiscal impact to DEP for them to get involved and do this study. Do we believe as a body that is a responsible expenditure for the state of Florida as recommended by our support or not of this in this committee? So, members, any other debate? Okay. Representative Ray, you are recognized closed, sir.
Wave closed, and thank you for your support and consideration.
All right, thanks. Lisa, would you call the roll, please?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representatives Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
Yes.
Edwards?
Yes.
Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
No.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rauschein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart? Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
No.
Bill passes.
Okay, members, thank you. By your vote, the committee substitute for House Bill 601 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members.
Yes. Okay, next, we will hear House Bill 7051. Representative LaRosa, good morning. You're recognized.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and thank you, committee, for hearing my bill, HB 751, this morning. This bill ultimately comes from a collaboration with the Department of Ag on different recommendations for licensing and consumer service. The bill modifies several licensing and consumer service activities under the jurisdiction of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, DACS. Under the Division of License, it clarifies the proper timing requirements for licensing, recertifying a Class G statewide firearms license. It also allows for Class G licensed security officers to carry a .40 caliber and a .45 caliber automatic pistol while on duty. It allows security officers performing bodyguards and executive protection services to wear plain clothes and carry their firearm with them concealed. It grants the Bureau of Licensing issuance with the Division of Licensing to access sealed criminal history applicants on concealed weapons permits to determine ultimately their eligibility. Under the Divisions of Consumer Services, the bills redefines telephone solicitors and includes solicitors making outbound calls to solicit charitable donations. Requires DACS to enact quality labeling standards for rules on motor oil. It clarifies statutory inconsistencies with DACS inspections authority relating to gasoline and oil inspections. It clarifies DACS approved scales must be used on all pawn brokers' transactions involving weighing of precious metals and increases penalties for noncompliance. Mr. Chairman, that's the bill.
Thank you. Thank you. There is one amendment that we need to take up, and I would explain to this committee that, quite frankly, the only reason we're hearing this is because we need to get this amendment accomplished. It deals with the fiscal impact. So you're welcome to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment takes $35,745 from the Department of Ag, one of their trust funds, and ultimately appropriates it to the operating trust fund for the FDLE, and ultimately this is a non-recurring and it does not come out of general revenue.
Okay. Members, any questions on the amendment? No? Okay. Public testimony on this on the bill? Okay. No public testimony. Is there any debate, members? Any debate? No? Good. Good. Okay. Yep, we'll show it adopted without objection. Thank you. Won't let me get too far out of whack. I'm thankful. Yep, we'll show the amendment adopted. Okay, now we're back on the bill. Members, are there any questions about the fiscal analysis or impact of the bill? Yes, ma'am. Is your mic on?
Commercial weight loss.
Representative Stewart?
Oh, sorry. Does the repealing the regulation of commercial weight loss practices and dance duties have any impact on the budget?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, it does not. And because you brought that up, I'm going to just kind of add a little tidbit of information. As far as the commercial weight loss, we have discussed with ACCA as far as what their expertise is and what their thoughts are. And there's a good chance that the commercial weight loss portion may come out in this next stop at Regulatory Affairs.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. public testimony. Jonathan Reese.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services and Ways and Support.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, members, any debate? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the bill. I'm happy to hear that that change may occur sometime down the road, and I look forward to supporting it at that point. Today I cannot, but thank you.
Okay, any other debate, members? Okay, yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I think that this is a really good cleanup of a lot of regulations, and I really appreciate that. I think that since you answered my question that there's no impact to this at this stop, I am concerned and would like to make sure that when I get to regulatory affairs that that does get addressed. And so although I may support this today, I will not in regulatory affairs if we can get that cleaned out. So, but I think you will be doing that.
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I will echo Pafford. When those changes are made, I'll look at it supporting in the future as well.
Okay. Is that it? Okay. Representative LaRosa, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Obviously, as we see, these are certainly recommendations, and based on complaints and history that the department may have is why they make many of these recommendations. But I'm happy to circle back with everyone who's expressed some concerns on the commercial weight loss on why it is what it is and ultimately why it will be removed and hopefully be able to address everyone's concerns. But happy to do that. With that, I close, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, would you please call the roll?
Chair Albritton?
Yes.
Representatives Beshears?
Yes.
Broxson?
Yes.
Danish?
No.
Edwards?
Yes.
Mayfield?
Yes.
Pafford?
No.
Pilon?
Yes.
Rauschein?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
Van Zandt?
Yes.
Watson?
No.
Bill passes, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. By your vote, the committee substitute to House Bill 7051 will be reported favorably.
Thank you,
Representative. All right. Well, now we've reached the end of our journey today. First thing I want to do, members, y'all listen up for me, please. The first thing I want to do is I want to make sure that you guys know, and you guys out there know, that our staff is fantastic. And they put in a huge amount of time and energy and thought, put up with me for a long while. You're very gracious. And members, I just think at the end of the day, we ought to give them a round of applause. Okay. Thank you. And thank you guys so much. All right. Okay. Oh, good point. Let me bring something up really quickly. Stephanie brings a very, very important point. Members, if you have any questions about any of the specific water projects, there's a great deal of backup on a lot of them. So if you have any interest in that, if there's one specifically that you would like to see that, or several or whatever you want, just be sure and get with staff. They'll print all that out for you and make sure you have all the backup you need to help us guide the process and make good choices. Yes? Yes? Yes, ma'am?
Mr. Chair, may I make a quick introduction?
Of course.
Briefly?
Yes.
You know, it's Farm Bureau Day. I know you know that. And wanted to introduce, I'm sure that all of you noticed that there's a very tall gentleman in the audience wearing a rattlesnake on his hat. And he told me, unfortunately, it's not a Florida python, but a rattlesnake that he's been wearing here at the Capitol roughly for the last 43 years since he's been doing his trips to come and speak before the various agriculture committees. And he's also one of my constituents from Broward County. So welcome, Broward County Farm Bureau, and all the folks here that are here for Farm Bureau Day. We appreciate you being up here and joining us.
Yeah, hey, Farm Bureau. Thanks for coming. Sure, thanks for coming. Okay, members, well, as I don't see any other business here, without objection, then Representative Broxton moves we rise.